Well, good morning, Honey Ridge family. It's day four, and I guess the novelty of lockdown is starting to wear off, and the reality of a new work week beginning without being able to go off to work or to your regular routine will start to make this whole experience much more real as we move into this week. So you may be wondering if the Bible has something to say to us about being in lockdown, and it certainly does. Going right back to the book of Leviticus, we find in Leviticus 13 and 14 all the regulations God gave to keep his people healthy. They were a large group of people which lived together in very close community, and so God gave very specific instructions for cleanliness and hygiene. In Leviticus 13, we have the regulations concerning leprosy or any kind of serious skin disease, as well as what happens when mildew or mold was discovered in any item of linen or wool or leather. And then in Leviticus 14, we have the regulations for what happened if mold was discovered inside a house or in the bricks or the plaster of a house. And what we find was this very same idea of social distancing and lockdown. If a person was infected, or if an item of fabric or leather was infected, it was to be brought to the priest for testing or examination. And if it tested positive, the person or the item had to go into quarantine for 7 days. If after 7 days it hadn't spread, the person or the item had to be washed thoroughly, probably at least 20 seconds with soap, and then had to go back into quarantine for another 7 days. So that's 14 days total. Then after 14 days, if the disease or the mildew or the mold had faded away, the person or the item was to be washed again before they could return to normal life. The regulations for mildew found in the walls of a house is very similar. And you can read all about that in Leviticus 14, verses 33 to 53. But what is very interesting to note is that these things, mildew or mold or any kind of contagious leprous disease, was something which made the object or the person who touched it ceremonially unclean. And this is significant because God was teaching his people that anything like this is part of the curse on earth due to sin, and it ultimately leads to death. And so what is amazing is at the end of each section, we read that once the mildew or the disease had been contained and had disappeared, the priest had to then offer a sacrifice to purify the person or the house in order to make atonement for sin. Let's read from Leviticus 14, verse 1 to 7. The Lord spoke to Moses. This is the law concerning the person afflicted with a skin disease on the day of his cleansing. He is to be brought to the priest, who will go outside the camp and examine him. If the skin disease has disappeared from the afflicted person, the priest will order that two live, clean birds, cedarwood, scarlet yarn, and hyssop, be brought for the one who is to be cleansed. Then the priest will order that one of the birds be slaughtered over fresh water in a clay pot. He is to take the live bird together with the cedar wood, scarlet yarn, and hyssop, and dip them all into the blood of the bird that was slaughtered over the fresh water. He will then sprinkle the blood 7 times on the one who is to be cleansed from the skin disease. He is to pronounce him clean and release the live bird over the open countryside. And then verse 19, the priest is to sacrifice the sin offering and make atonement for the one to be cleansed from his uncleanness. Afterward, he will slaughter the burnt offering. The priest is to offer the burnt offering and the grain offering on the altar. The priest will make atonement for him, and he will be clean. Now, why did I want us to consider this passage today? Well, there are many good practical reasons for us all to self-isolate and to be quarantined in lockdown. And that is to prevent the spread of this coronavirus across our country. But this, we can see, is not wisdom from the World Health Organization. but is actually old wisdom from God himself. If you're sick, keep your distance from others. But more importantly, any virus or bacteria which leads to sickness and death is something which is part of the curse of God on this world due to sin. And although lockdown might slow the spread of the virus and limit its devastation in our country, it's a fresh reminder to us of our real problem, which is the problem of sin, which ultimately leads not only to physical death, but to spiritual death. And here is where we find great encouragement from God's word today, because all those priestly washings and sacrifices to pronounce the person clean had nothing to do with physical cleanness, but were a shadow pointing forward to the work of Jesus in dealing with our spiritual disease of sin. So let me take you to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 onwards. Hebrews 10, verse 1. Since the law has only a shadow of the good things to come and not the reality itself of those things, it can never perfect the worshippers by the same sacrifices they continually offer year after year. Otherwise, wouldn't they have stopped being offered? Since the worshippers purified once and for all would no longer have any consciousness of sins. But in the sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins year after year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Therefore, as he was coming into the world, he said, that is Jesus, you did not desire sacrifice and offering, but you prepared a body for me. You did not delight in whole burnt offerings and sin offerings. Then I said, see, it is written about me in the scroll, I have come to do your will, O God. After he says, you did not desire or delight in sacrifices and offering, whole burnt offerings and sin offerings, which are offered according to the law, he then says, see, I've come to do your will. He takes away the first to establish the second. By this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all time. Every priest stands day after day ministering and offering the same sacrifices time after time, which can never take away sins. But this man, speaking of Jesus, after offering one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. He is now waiting until his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. What a wonderful encouragement to us today. As this virus is running across the surface of the globe, we are reminded of sin. We are reminded of the effects of sin. We are reminded of the all-permeating influence of sin across our world and in every one of our lives. And no amount of social distancing or lockdown will ever deal with the problem of sin. But we are so grateful that we have the true reality to which all those sacrifices pointed. We have the Lord Jesus Christ who has come, who has died on the cross, who has paid the price for sin, who has washed us, who has cleansed us, who has forgiven us, who has purified us forever, so that we will be acceptable to God for all eternity. Well, I trust that as everyone's talking about coronavirus, it'll just be a reminder to us of a far greater problem which you and I have, the problem of sin, and a problem which we have been delivered from the guilt of sin, delivered from the condemnation of sin. We've been set free by that one purifying, cleansing, washing sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let us find great joy and encouragement in who we ultimately are in Christ, even at this time. May the Lord bless you, and let's just come to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for just this reminder from your word that you are a God who is concerned for our physical well-being. And we see that throughout the scriptures, you give many rules and regulations to your people to keep them healthy and to keep them from disease. But Lord, we thank you most importantly that you are a God who is concerned with the spiritual disease of our hearts, the disease of sin. And to that end, you sent us the Lord Jesus Christ, your perfect Son. He came to do your will. He perfectly obeyed your law on our behalf. And then he died. He was put outside of the city for us. He died on a cross. He took all your condemnation upon himself so that we might be cleansed and washed. Oh Lord, we thank you that even though we see the effects of this physical virus causing havoc in our country, Lord, may it be a reminder to us of the spiritual havoc of the disease of sin, and we want to thank you for the deliverance that you have given to us as your people. We thank you that we can at this time have a living hope, not only in this life but in death as well. That we will stand perfectly acceptable before you one day because of what you have done for us on the cross. May this encourage us today. May this give us hope which the world does not have. And may this hope cause us to be a light which shines in our communities, on our social networking groups, our community groups. May we be able to offer this hope of true cleansing, of true sanctification, of true deliverance that can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray this now, asking that you would be with each of us in our homes, in our families, as individuals, perhaps those who are lonely in isolation today. Lord, we pray for your peace to be upon them. We pray for the encouragement of your Holy Spirit to be with each of us at this time. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.